Time now is 9:15. It's 44 degrees here in downtown Holland. And time to bring aboard one of our good friends, Sally Lakaitis from the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Always good to see your smiling face.
Thank you.
Even better today because you brought in an old friend, didn't you?
I did.
Well, she's not old. I don't want to say old.
A very good friend.
A good friend for many, many years.
Carolyn Stitch, yes. I met Carolyn in 1996.
Yes.
Wow, it's been that long.
Actually,
it's amazing.
Yes. And she's here today because, drum roll please, we are debuting the 13th annual holiday greeting card. Carolyn has done these for 13 years.
Wow,
for
13
us.
Years now,
Can't
Carolyn.
Can't believe it. Yes.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do such beautiful work. You've got
Thank
the gallery
you.
Here in town, and it is just beautiful, beautiful stuff that you do. I saw on your Facebook page earlier today the beautiful fall colors you have at the top.
Yes.
That's one of your creations
mm-hmm.
as well?
Oh,
yes. It's beautiful.
Isn't she great? Yeah.
Thank
she
you.
Is great stuff.
She does
Thank
great
you.
Stuff.
And we've got something to give away today, too.
We
don't
do.
We
have a pack of cards. And, Carolyn, why don't you tell them a little bit about the card? Tell them what it looks like in case they haven't been on our website or your Facebook page.
Great. The card this year is kind of a bird's eye view of Santa going over Big Red. And I've always had the dream of riding in Santa's sleigh.
Really?
So I always
living
all.
Vicariously
yes.
through the Christmas card.
Yes. Right. And so I thought, well, I think this is what it might look like if I were in that sled. So or in that sleigh. So that is kind of he's just going
he's
right
heading
over
west,
Big Red.
So he's already been to Holland.
Yes.
He's heading over to Milwaukee now.
Mm-hmm.
And two of my favorite things, Big Red and Santa Claus.
And
yes,
Santa.
You can't go wrong with those two.
And you know, the other third component to this is, once again, all proceeds from the sale of the card will go to the Windmill Island Restoration Fund.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah. We're very excited
There's
about that.
There's still quite a need there for more money
mm-hmm.
to get
yes.
that finished up. So that's what a great idea.
And actually, yeah. when we announced that last year, we had to do two additional printings of the card.
Really?
Not only because folks love Carolyn and love her work, but they're, you know, the fact that they could make a contribution as well.
Yes, for a very, very good cause. So where can people pick these up if they do want to order these?
They are available at Carolyn's gallery up above Model Drugstore.
Okay.
Right?
At the Holland Visitors Bureau at 78 East 8th Street. A new store this year that's carrying them is Home & Company.
Oh, nice.
On the corner of 8th and River.
Great location.
And then for those on the north side, Van Wieren's Hardware is carrying them
Excellent.
This year.
Oh, two very easy locations to
yes.
stop and get them.
Absolutely. And we wanted, Carolyn is a Northsider.
I am.
Yay for Northsiders.
Yes.
I am too.
Yes, and Brent.
And Van Wieren has always supported my art so
they
well.
They have.
So.
They've always been big supporters. And so this year, they're carrying the cards as well, which we think is great.
Nice. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Sally Lakaitis, Destination Downtown, the name of our segment. And Sally, of course, from the Holland CVB. And we have a special guest, Carolyn Stitch, local artist who's a great friend of the radio station. And yeah. Carolyn, how did you get into to art? When did you start and how did you get into it? Something you always wanted to do all your life? Or?
Oh, I have always, it's the only thing I know how to do.
Really?
So ask my kids because I don't know how to cook. I don't know how to really do anything else.
Well, fortunately
but,
for all of us, that's good.
I have always drawn. And so it's been something that I used to do with my mom all the time.
Okay.
And she passed away when I was in high school. So it was just a great memory. And I've been very blessed to continue to work with my passion. So it's been wonderful.
But your mom is looking down smiling every time
yeah,
you create something new.
Yeah, she helps me out quite a bit. I know.
She does. That's wonderful. Well, these are awesome. We've got a pack of these beautiful cards to give away, don't we, Sally?
Yes, we do.
Should we take caller number 5? How about that?
Caller number 5.
Caller number 5.
That would be great. Right. And they do retail for $12 for a pack of 10.
Pack of 10, okay.
Or $2 for an individual card.
Nice. All right, 395-1450. We'll take caller number 5 right now, and you're going to get a beautiful pack of these gorgeous Christmas cards with envelopes. It's so nice you include the envelopes, Carolyn.
Bonus.
You are just awesome. That's very nice.
Well, and Carolyn also, real quickly, is an illustrator of children's books.
Oh, yes,
and,
that's right.
If you go up into her gallery, she's got her books on display. She's got all
yes,
sorts of things.
And this weekend on Saturday is the Christmas open house downtown.
Yes, yes. So come
from
downtown.
6 to 9.
Come downtown 6 to 9. Carolyn is participating in the open house.
Okay.
The
yes.
holiday open house Saturday evening. Come up and see all of her wonderful things. Pick up a pack of cards. Pick up a book. Pick up some paintings.
So people can come in right above Model Drugstore there?
Yes,
oh,
that would
neat.
Be great. It's always a fun event that night.
Very funny. You have another event coming up, I believe, over at Good Earth?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about
that. Yes, on December 10th, we are painting Christmas ornaments. We're painting big red on Christmas ornaments. And dinner is included on that evening over at Good Earth. And it's $35 per person, and it's just a lot of fun from 6 to 8.
And do you provide the ornaments then that they paint?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, very nice.
And Carolyn claims that even if you can't paint, you can paint.
Oh, definitely.
I would definitely fall into that category,
Carolyn. I'm a big
Carolyn.
Believer in that. Everyone feels like they're Picasso or when they walk away. But when they first come in, they're a little nervous, but it turns out great.
And what's the date on that again?
December 10th.
10, that's right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
That's our first night for high school football.
Ooh.
That's why that date's in my head. I'm like, oh, December 10th, I know that date.
No, yeah. Basketball.
I'm sorry, basketball. Yeah, football. Hello.
I'm like, oh, man.
I'm thinking,
I'm in the wrong season. No, basketball. It's coming up quick. But, what a great event. And that dinner is included, you said?
Dinner is included over at Good Earth.
Do they have to have tickets ahead of time for this?
So if they could call the studio, or we have a brand new website, carolynstitch.com.
Okay.
And you can register online there also.
And why don't you spell all that right out in case our listeners don't. No.
Yeah, it's Carolyn Stitch, CarolynStitch.com.
Easy enough. All right. Hopefully we have a great turnout and a great turnout up at your gallery. This is just very cool stuff.
Thank you.
And again, people can buy the cards, Danware and Hardware, or Home and Company, correct?
Yes, or in my studio.
Or in your studio.
Or the Visitors
Oh, the Visitors. Oh, you got them too.
Yeah, we are.
And speaking of the Visitors Bureau, what else do we have going on downtown?
Well, obviously the holiday open house.
That's
going to
be huge.
Yep. That's going to be huge. And don't forget the volleyball. Nationals
are you
going
go?
On.
Are you
going
to go today?
We work the hospitality table.
Okay.
And I have to put a plug in for my good friends. Their granddaughter, Rachel Raybon, is singing the national anthem the early game on Friday evening.
Okay.
My good friends Jack and Judy Faber. So I'll be there to hear that. And then we start going over there today and working the hospitality table.
Yeah, because
that
first game's at 12:30 this afternoon.
Yes, it is.
And Hope plays at 8 o'clock tonight.
And there's also Division III swimming state finals. Our state championships are here at the Aquatic Center this weekend.
Oh, a lot of fun events going on.
Lots of great events. Lots of people in town.
So many cool things. So,
absolutely.
Well, Carolyn, we're glad you're in town.
Thank you.
Keep on creating. Don't ever stop, okay?
I won't.
We're counting on you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Destination Downtown. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great week. We'll see you soon.